Hello, this is episode 12 of Chat with Matt, and today it's Monday the 6th of May, and I've got my dad here.
Hello, so it's been a while, eh, Matt?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking, what's it been about? Over a month since we've done a Chat with Matt episode. Yeah, it could have been a month, I think. Yeah, it's been about 4 weeks, at least. At least.
Yeah, but that in a month.
I know, but...
Yeah. It's 7 weeks.
No, it's not, it's 4 weeks.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Do I have to bring up a calendar to show you?
Yeah.
Right. Matt, come on. You know a week. Look. So, that's last week's 4 weeks.
That's your fault.
Right.
That's your fault.
So now we've established calendars have 4 weeks. Months are 4 weeks, not calendars. Right, so we're here, Matt. What's been going on? What's happening? What's cracking?
We went to this restaurant in the traffic centre called Wagamama's.
Wagamama's, oh yeah. For the people who don't know what Wagamama's is, Matt, do you want to describe it?
So it's like a Chinese, Indian... Japanese restaurant all together, and you can get like pretty much every single fruit. No, you just describe it.
Well, it's not Indian, but it's like a combination of Chinese, Japanese, and a bit of Korean, I think, in there as well. And they do various dishes from those kind of areas. What did you try, Matt? Anyway, what you enjoyed something new, didn't you?
Yeah, I enjoyed a katsu curry.
A katsu curry?
No, it doesn't have cat in it.
Meow.
Why? All it is rice, chicken, and with sauce on.
Yeah, it was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In fact, I had one of those the other night as well, actually, Matt. A katsu curry. But it was lacking the sauce. It was just like the chickeny bits. So it wasn't all that great, but yeah, when we went to Wagamama's anyway, so you sit down, it's a bit of
it's weird because like you sit next to a stranger basically.
Yeah, all the tables are together, so you just kind of, you can be sat next to strangers and stuff like
that. But there are booths, which are just like your own personal table, but they're as full. You're going to be waiting about 20 minutes if you're in a booth.
Yeah, the booths tend to fill up fast, but We were on the random Joe Public tables, weren't we?
Yeah.
And for the folks that don't know as well, we've got our new holiday booked again, haven't we, Matt?
Yeah.
I think I don't think we've told anyone, but yeah.
For the folks that don't know when you're going to put up a Chat with Matt shop yet, we're still waiting. And Nana and Zach are still waiting for the Chat with Matt t-shirt.
Right, well, I'm putting the order in today, right now.
You better do.
So the merch is going to come rolling off the production line. So Nana's Chat with Matt t-shirt and Zach's Chat with Matt t-shirt. Yeah. I'll get them sorted. I think we've got the sizes in the course. So yeah, okay, we're good on that. So yeah, we just need to get those ordered. And we booked Florida again for next year, haven't we, Matt?
Yeah.
Is there going to be any pigeon class? No. Well.
No.
So, reminder, I think for about episode 2, pigeon class is what Matt calls economy. I think we're flying something. Well, it's not quite economy, Matt. We're going something.
Do I get a bin?
You get a bin.
Do I get a footrest?
You get
not footrest, I have a foot room.
You get a bit of foot room.
Do I get a cup of tea?
You do get a cup of tea, but I don't think it's in the China cup.
Are they big or are they just like small things?
Well, then it'll be a full-size cup of tea.
Okay, you don't need to explain anymore.
Right, thanks. But you don't get the big leather seats.
Is it like economy seat?
Yeah, it's a bit like economy seat, but there's just a bit more leg room.
Oh!
But you get more leg space, because I think last time you were complaining you were cramped, weren't you?
Yeah, but the seats are horrible.
Well, they're not quite as good as the... It's not.
So are you doing that... The way there and back.
Yeah, but it's better. Right, so it's not quite as good as when we flew out last time. but it's not quite as bad as the way we came back last time. It's in the middle. So you get your own bin, you get your own bit of leg rest.
I've just realised I'm only moaning about a chair.
Yeah, but that's a very important chair, Matt, because your little body's sat in it for 8 hours, isn't it?
Yeah, good point.
So we're going. I think Virgin call it economy delight, Matt. So we're going to be delighted apparently with our new economy seats.
Can you have like cake? Because on having in the Chipmunks Road Trip, when you went into first class, it was like cake.
Well, yeah, but
and there was like sweets and stuff. So is it real?
Explain
the story, kid.
Well, alright, I'll tell you. I'll burst a little bubble for you right now. You know Alvin and the Chipmunks?
It's fake, yeah.
They're not real. So, I don't think you can really base it on that, but I'm sure, Matt, if a bit of cake is all you need, we can sort out a bit of cake for you on the flight.
Yeah, it can be chocolate. I don't like cheesecake.
Well, yeah, we can sort out a bit of chocolate cake. And your granddad's coming, isn't he? Granddad John, he's booked with us to come, so we're flying out. So it's gonna be good. Anyway, we should have a good time. So what else we've been doing, Matt? What else we've been up to?
We just got back from like a farm like 2 hours ago or something.
What
like
was
that.
The farm called?
Don't have a clue, actually.
Smith Hill Farm.
None of you has heard that say it.
Right. Do you want to give it a rating, Matt, out of 10?
I was going to say 4, but 5.
4, but 5?
Yeah, I was going to say 4 because it stinks, but I just realised it's a farm.
Right.
So 5.
All right. So why are we giving it 5 out of 10? Why is it not 10 out of 10?
Oh, I thought 5 was the max, so 10.
Well, no, I said out of 10.
Oh, I didn't hear you. 10.
You're giving it 10 out of 10?
Yeah. I didn't hear you say 10.
I said, what score are you giving it out of 10? And you went 5.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
That sounds pretty rubbish.
I didn't hear that part.
The fans will be shocked, Matt, because they'll
be like... I didn't hear that part.
All right, so you're giving it a 10.
Yeah.
All right, so go on there. What have we done today at the farm?
Because, like, you can feed goats and stuff, like, and pigs. You can see meerkats. You can like, watch, like, cows getting milked.
Yeah.
And you can get ice cream.
You bought a bottle of milk, didn't you?
Yeah.
Tell the listeners about that.
It's just a bottle of milk.
Yeah, but Matt, it's a bit more than just a bottle of milk, isn't it? Where's the milk come from?
All milk comes from a cow, Dad, didn't you know?
Oh, no, I didn't know. Yeah, of course it was, but the point is I was trying to make is the milk has come from the cows on that farm. It's a bottle of their own milk.
That's dead exciting.
Well, the fans wanted to know that. They might be thinking, where can we get some quality milk from an actual farm?
It just tastes like normal milk.
Yeah, well, it is normal.
Unless you don't know what milk tastes like.
Of course it tastes like normal milk. It's just come from a cow. I'm just...
You might as well just go to the shop and buy some.
Matt, you're taking all the mystique and the... And the magic out of it. But. So yeah. Anyway. So yeah.
It's just a bottle of milk. Just a bottle of milk that's come from the exact same farm. What is so exciting about a bottle of milk that's just come from the same farm that? I don't know.
Because Matt, people want to know that when they get in something, is it been locally sourced?
Dad, it's just a bottle of milk that's come from a farm.
Right, all right, fine. It's a bottle of milk. So we bought a bottle of milk and you bought a what?
A snake.
A snake. A fluffy snake.
No, it's not a fluffy snake.
What is it then?
It's a normal snake.
A toy snake.
No, it's not a toy.
What is it?
It's a real snake.
A real snake.
Shall I go and get it?
No, I don't want it.
Oh.
It's a fluffy bit of fluff.
Oh, you should have. You're a fluffy bit of fluff.
So we saw the cows getting milked. We saw the sheep. We could feed the sheep. We fed the pigs. What else did we see, Matt? What other animals?
Pig.
Yeah, but what other things did we see, apart from the standard farming?
There was, like, this, like, show where you could like hold some things.
What did you hold?
I held not a sheep. A baby chick.
Yeah.
A baby rabbit.
The rabbit bit you, did it?
Yeah, it bit me on the thumb. And
why did it bite you?
I don't know.
And did your thumb look like a carrot?
I was feeding other animals before and it thought I had food on my hand still.
Maybe it thought your thumb was a carrot.
Oh, shut up. And there was a guinea pig, which it bit my mum.
Yeah, that bit mum, did it?
Yeah, but it was just cool because you were bringing like all these like other things out where, like, there was this donkey where you could stroke it, accidentally touch like its body where it didn't like it, remember?
Yeah.
And it said that everything else, it was ticklish, it jumped.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I did it, and yeah. I didn't know. It was dead good as well, and what else?
You fed the baby lambs, didn't you, with the bottle of milk?
This cow had like a ridiculously long tongue, so I put my hand out because I didn't know, and dropped the food.
I know.
It licked you, didn't it? Yeah, I went, oh my god.
And that cow with the big tongue, it was waving it around, so I put my hand out. Oh, that, it licked my whole hand. It was disgusting.
You said you loved it.
No, I didn't. Well, I mean, I like feeding the cow, but I didn't like being licked by the big tongue. That was horrible. But and it felt like really dry as well. It was a really strange feeling.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's what Lola's tongue feels like sometimes.
And then we saw the meerkats, didn't we?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell the listeners about them?
It was just a meerkat.
No, oh, Matt, it wasn't just a meerkat.
There was a few meerkats in a cage.
Yeah. But what was the lady telling us about them?
I kind of forgot all of it.
You forgot all of it. Brilliant. That was highly educational then, wasn't it, Matt?
Yeah.
Well, it was telling you about...
You don't need to go to school to listen to this episode.
Yeah, because Matt's so informative. Milk's just milk. Meerkats are just meerkats. It's just... Just highly informative, Matt. So it was going about the meerkats, wasn't it? That when one of them stood up and it's watching around for like sometimes she was saying, like, when the helicopters and planes fly over, the meerkats sometimes thought they were hawks, and they used to like all run inside and get scared. And we also saw some reptiles, didn't we, Matt? What did we see?
I saw a giant snake, an anaconda, apparently, according to Zach.
Was that an anaconda? I think it was a python.
Yeah, I think that's what you said.
A couple of pythons. We saw, what did we see?
A tarantula. I don't like snakes. And then, no, not snakes, spiders. And then this dad got, where did his tarantula? I started making like a spider thing and it went on my arm. Right, me and Dad and my brother went for a run, and I thought so. I was gonna go and take a shower, and there was like a spider in it. So I went, Mom, I shouted it, and Mum thought something life threatening, and it was only a spider. A
tiny little spider in the bath.
Yeah,
big baby.
I don't like spiders. And I know it's not some mutant camera from Aliens.
How did the spider get in the bath?
Through the drain.
You know, it's a big myth that apparently most spiders, when they get in, I think in all cases actually, everyone thinks that spiders crawl up the plug hole, but they don't. They actually fall into the bath, but then because of the bath's so slidey and stuff, they lose the grip and they can't get back out.
How do they fall in?
Well, they just drop in, like they'll walk onto the bath and then like they'll start walking down the side of it, but they lose the footing and then that's why they end up at the bottom and they can't get back out. So that's what it is. But everyone thinks they've crawled up the plug hole. They haven't. They've actually just like dropped in somewhere. And that's how the spiders get in.
Nana said we don't need less carbon dioxide. We need more of it.
Why?
Because that's the thing that keeps us living.
Why?
Because plants produce it, don't they?
I know plants like it, yeah.
Don't they blame like that other stuff on cars that they produce? The petrol fumes in the back.
Yeah.
They blame that on cars, but it's like really not. According to now, it's like a factories or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I know factories churn out loads of chemicals and things, but I'm not sure what specific one you're talking about. Unless it's like carbon monoxide, is it?
Yeah, I think.
I don't know.
Yeah, but Nan said we need more carbon dioxide.
More
less.
Carbon dioxide for the more healthy plants.
Yeah.
There you go. So maybe you want a bit of global warming, do you, Matt?
Nan said the world isn't getting hotter, it's cooling down.
What?
That's what Nan said.
Are you sure she said that?
Yeah, I think.
I don't know. I'd have to talk to her. I'm sure she'd be able to tell us and put us right anyway. You know what, Matt? Maybe you should get her on here as a special guest one week. She could give us loads of fun facts like that. So.
We went to a restaurant and there was like this fun facts on like all over the paper. There was like one that said the reason why there's no sound in space because of the lack of air, and oak trees get
hit by lightning.
Yeah, hit by lightning more times than the other tree because they're bigger.
Yeah, well, that's what we thought. It just says oak trees get hit more times by lightning than any other tree. So we were wondering why that was. And I was thinking, was it because oak trees grow pretty tall that's the reason why they get hit by lightning more? I don't know, it could be that, or it might be, do they have more water content or something like that in them? I don't know.
I don't know.
So we were wondering on that. So there we go. If anyone knows any reason why oak trees might get hit by lightning more than
any other
tree.
Because we're always pretty wrong.
Yeah, so it's feedback at chatwithmatt.net.
Is that even a website?
It's an email address, Matt. Your email address.
Well, I have an email address.
Of course you do. Feedback at chatwithmatt.net. We've only, blinking heck, Matt, we've only done 11 episodes. 12 episodes now.
You never told me I had my own. Nana said to me once, do I have my own email address? I went, no.
Of course you do. It's feedback@chatwithmatt.net. Maybe we should print that on your new t-shirt.
So, like, anyway, when I'm like signing into Minecraft, it says, what's it called?
Email address.
Yeah, email address. Feedback at chatwithmatt.net.
You could put feedback at chatwithmatt.net, yeah.
Can't you just make up a username like blah blah lolface.net?
Well, no, because then you wouldn't get the emails. But I'll tell you what, we've just had your domain renewal as well come through for chatwithmatt.net.
What the hell is that?
Well, there's website chatwithmatt.net.
Yeah.
Well, the domain, that the actual bit that chatwithmatt.net name, we've had to buy that. And we've just had a 1 year renewal come through for it. So you've had that domain for a year now. Not that website, because I built the website for you, but
So I have to change the name?
No, it's just renewed. But what I'm saying is that site is now 1 year old. That domain, we've owned it for a year, shall I say. So it's its first birthday, your domain.
So was it created on this day?
I think it was yesterday, but yeah.
Yay, happy birthday! Day late!
Happy birthday, chatwithmatt.net domain.
Yeah, happy birthday. You're 1 year old!
So, Matt, what the fans are looking forward to next week's show?
What do you mean?
Well, what can they look forward to? What's hot? What's coming up? What's coming up in next week's show?
Surprises.
Surprises.
Yes.
Any thoughts on what those surprises might be? You know.
No.
I was thinking we need, Matt.
What?
I was thinking we need some intro music.
Yeah, I was always thinking that. But you know, I was thinking like we didn't have any like music. Can I make the intro music?
If you want to make the intro music, yeah, you can do.
Yes.
You could do it in GarageBand.
You can do it in GarageBand.
Yeah.
Or what else?
Or you could just get Zach's guitar and try and play it.
Yeah, but I'm going to play that every day of the chat with Matt.
Well, no. You could play a different song every day. But yeah, we need some intro music, Matt. We need something cool and funky. So if any of our listeners fancy doing us a little...
Hold on.
10-second intro music.
Dad, you can finish it. I'm just going to go and think of some ideas.
Well, you can't go mid-podcast.
Yeah,
No, you can't.
Aww.
You can't go mid-podcast.
I'm not going. Hi.
Right. You can't go mid-podcast. The fans will go crazy. If you're not in it, what is it? Chat with who? Me?
Chat with mattsgod.net.
The fans are here to hear you, Matt. You know what I mean? So,
Gunnar Dave said you do more talking than me.
It's probably true. Right, you go on then. For the last 5 minutes of the show, it's all you then, Matt. Go.
Hi.
Brilliant.
Oi, shut up!
Brilliant. You got one word out in half an hour there. any new films that we're going to review this week? Anyway, Matt, we had movie night last week. What did we watch?
Flintstones.
Fever Rock Vegas. What are we giving that out of 10?
8.
8 out of 10?
Yeah.
What was wrong with it? What did you like and what didn't you like?
I like the bit where that green alien keeps calling Fred and Barney. Yeah, Barney Dum Dums.
Right. So there's a green alien. What's the film about? If you had to sum it up.
What's the film about? Cavemen. What? And yeah. Cave women.
A what?
Cave women
and
me, caveman. Ooh.
All right. And what about it? What's the story?
Don't have a clue.
Matt, how can you do a film review? You don't have a clue.
Don't have.
You watched it.
Yeah. So did you?
Yeah, but I'm not doing the review.
Here you are.
Right. And you're giving it 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
And what didn't you like?
Let's give it a 10 out of 10.
Right, so we're now back to 10 out of 10, are we?
Yeah.
Because you can't think of anything you didn't like.
No.
Right. Any other films, Matt?
No.
No?
No.
So we're just Fever Rock Vegas, 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
That's Flintstone's second film.
Yeah.
And, actually, we've got some films coming up this week that we're trying to go and see, aren't we?
What?
Detective Pikachu.
Oh, my God.
And we're going to go try and see Avengers Endgame, but I think it's a 3-hour film, so I'm not sure. You're going to be all right sitting there for 3 hours?
Maybe.
Yeah. It's a long film, eh? A lot of talking.
What do you think about that one?
You reckon you'll be alright for 3 hours sat there? You're not going to get bored. Dead and bored. Like most things. Alright. So, anyway, we're going to try and see Avengers Endgame and Detective Pikachu. Beautiful, that, Matt. Right. So we're going to say goodbye now, Matt. So say goodbye. We'll see you all next week. And bye from me. Adios.